20 feet. It's barreling across Georgia now, dumping heavy rain on places like Atlanta, where one family was rescued from a flooded out street this morning. WSB's Jonathan O'Brien is there.
A husband and wife and their baby, they got inundated with this water, and they had to be rescued by Atlanta firefighters. An entire team of firefighters deploying a raft and going out into this rushing water, and they were able to pull them out, all of them soaking wet.
Back in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis.
When Floridians wake up, we're going to be waking up to a state where very likely there's been additional loss of life, and certainly there's going to be loss of property.
At least one person's been killed in Florida, two in Georgia. More than 2 million homes and businesses have no power. On the campaign trail, Vice President Harris visits Arizona today to highlight immigration policy. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
She is expected to speak about border security and point the finger at Trump for sinking a bipartisan border bill earlier this year. She will also highlight her record as the former Attorney General of California and how she took down international gangs and criminal organizations who are trafficking drugs.
Former President Donald Trump.
They are destroying the fabric of our country. She did nothing to stop any of it.
He's scheduled to meet with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky at Trump Tower in New York today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address the UN General Assembly amid new turbulence back home. Warning sirens in Tel Aviv. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
After Israel rejected a 21-day ceasefire proposal, reportedly because of pressure from hardliners in the Israeli government, Hezbollah fired rockets at civilian areas in northern Israel.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams due in court a day after he was charged with accepting illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from Turkish officials looking to buy influence. CBS New York's Christina Pham.
The mayor's arraignment is scheduled for noon today, but we are now learning that his attorney hopes to push his initial court appearance until next week. Either way, the scene is set for his arrival in front of the federal courthouse. There are rows and rows of barricades present here.
S&P futures are down 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today is the day Racine will pay tribute to a World War II hero. It's 80 years to the day that Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie was shot down over Germany. His remains were recently identified, which has led to today's events. A procession will leave the Storino Funeral Home at around 9, with people being told to gather at that time along Osborne Boulevard between Spring Street and the entrance to the Graceland Cemetery. At just over 10, there will be a military flyover over the cemetery. Governor Evers has ordered flags to fly at half-staff today. The Trials of Kyle Rittenhouse debuts tonight. That's a documentary airing on the Law and Crime Network. The 90-minute film is said to offer fresh insights into the controversial 2020 Kenosha shootings and subsequent trial. Racine's dog-walking community is being asked to step up while they step out. Racine Neighborhood Watch, Inc. has launched a new Dog Walker Watch program. Volunteers will receive training on how to recognize and report suspicious activities while out walking their dogs. Officials say that would help keep an eye out for what's going on locally. There's more about how to get involved on the Racine Neighborhood Watch social media pages. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
I think everybody in this building respects not only the football player, but more importantly, the person that he is. And like I said, there's a lot of love for him. We're gonna have to hit the pause button for about a three-hour window on Sunday, and then, you know, pick it back up.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeasterly to around 10 to 20. Tonight, breezy, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible and a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
We all getting old. I'm getting old, too. I knew I was getting old. One day I was brushing my hair and had to switch arms. You ever go somewhere and they got warm butter? Don't you feel like they care about you? The restaurant, you'd be like, this warm? Let me get the spread. Unlike them other places, that little gold, hard hockey puck of butter. You'll tear your bread up trying to spread this bread all over your butter. I ain't got no time for that. Now I just bite the butter and then the bread.
It's WRJN Surfing USA. Hey, it's time for that green or gold text to win contest here at WRJN. This hour's keyword is civic, like in civic media, C-I-V-I-C. Civic. That's our keyword this hour. Download the Civic Media app. Go to the App Store or go to civicmedia.us, wherever you get your apps. Takes a few seconds. You'll find all the Civic Media radio stations there. But we want you to click on WRJN. Use that text button at the bottom of the WRJN page and send the keyword Civic for your chance to win. We're playing for gold jewelry, a 14-karat gold necklace this hour. Yeah, I like that. Also, win or lose, you'll be in the running for tickets to see the Green and Gold take on New Orleans in Green Bay indoors. We have a special indoor seating for you. How do you like that? That's coming up December 23rd. But right now, go for the green and the gold. Our text to win contest, download the Civic Media app. Do it now. Find WRJN at the bottom of the WRJN page. Use that text button to text Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic, for your chance to win this hour, okay? It's 710 WRJN. Here come the Beatles.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Something 713 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. That text to win keyword this hour is Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic. Download the Civic Media app. Click on WRJN. At the bottom, you'll see the text button. Text Civic. Your chance to win some prizes from Civic Media in our statewide text to win contest. You ever want to get lost and never found? You say, I'm just out of it. I want to get lost in this world, never found. Well, more than 19,000 people have been relocated with the U.S. Federal Witness Protection Program. Not a single one of them has ever been tracked and found out by criminals from where they were hiding. All right. Sounds like a good way to get lost. The government does a good job of relocating you. Sometimes people come out of that program and, you know, do something dopey where people can find them. But so far, not one found by criminals. That's good. 7:14, Dick Recep is coming up in a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the high school football game of the week tonight here on WRJN.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
a sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.
WRJ and Dick Graceffa.
Our record energy.
Dick Graceffa will be coming up in just a moment here. And we'll talk high school sports with Dick. But first, this is interesting. You're at a stadium parking lot for a tailgate party, right? It's game time. What do you do? In a new poll, 22% of sports fans say they've attended a tailgate party where they had tickets to the game but decided to stay at the tailgate instead. They skipped the tickets. They didn't go in to watch the game. That's something. I think if I had tickets for a football game, like, watching the Packers, but I think I'd go into the game. Even if you're tailgating at a high school game, I think I'd go in and watch the game. The food will be there when you get out.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Pay for by Wesley Financial Group.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter.
While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit. Looking for a lifestyle change but not sure where to start? Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your overall health starting with their on-ramp program. Centered around the pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through challenging and fun workouts. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Dick Graceffa joining me right now for our high school football game of the week preview. And, Dick, so if you're at a tailgate party at a stadium and the game's about to begin, you have tickets for the game, would you stay at the tailgate or go into the game?
I'm going into the game. I know.
I mean, why would you stay at the tailgate? Tailgate's going to be there when you get out if you want it. But, yeah, right. They said people do stay there. Okay, today's game is really special, and I'll tell you why. Why don't you tell us who the two schools are, and then I'll tell you why I think it's special.
All right, we got the Little Creek Knights visiting the Park Panthers at S.C. Johnson Sports Complex at Pritchard Park. Why is it special?
Okay, today, Racine is honoring the long-awaited return of World War II veteran and hero, Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie. He was a tail gunner who was declared missing in action for 80 years. And Sergeant Bodie's a native of Racine and went to Park High School. To commemorate the return today, a procession will take place this morning. Here's how it works. 9:25 a.m., the procession will leave from Sterino Funeral Home. People can gather along Osborne Avenue Boulevard between Spring Street and the entrance to Graceland Cemetery. It's right in back of Ascension. Be in place no later than 9:15. There will be a military aircraft flyover at 10:03 a.m. over Graceland Cemetery. And Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie was 20 years old when he died during World War II in Germany. And he was a recent graduate of Park High School. And that's the game you're covering tonight, Park High School.
That is pretty special.
Isn't that special? It's you know, the way the world works, things happen to work out in a certain way. Now, you had no idea when you made this schedule that today would be the day that Staff Sergeant Bodie would be returning home after all these years, 80 years, they finally figured out who he was and returned his person today and to be buried at Graceland Cemetery right next to his father. But he was a graduate of Park High School, and that's the game you're covering tonight. Now, it's at Pritchard Park. Does Park High School not have their own field? How does that work?
That is their own field now.
Oh, Pritchard. Yeah. At the school, they don't have one, though.
No, they do not. But that's their field now for their home game. So each of the three district schools all have their own field now.
So who's leading the pack now amongst high schools? Do you know how that's working so far?
Well, that's a good question, because next week for our listeners, when I come on the air with you, I'll be able to tell you what teams have already qualified for playoffs okay. for this year. And we'll probably have between four for sure, maybe five out of the nine will qualify for playoffs. So, I mean, this is week five. Next week, two-thirds of the regular season will be over come next Friday.
Wow. So, that was quick.
Yeah. It's been quick.
that. What time? When do they end the season? In November? Beginning of November?
Yeah, they end it in November if you go all the way and play for a state title at Camp Randall.
Okay. So here's the way it looks this weekend. Tonight we kick off our sports with Oak Creek at Racine Park at Pritchard Park. Pregame 6:30 p.m. Kickoff at 7 o'clock with Dick Graceffa. Then the Badgers will take on USC on the West Coast tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. The Mets and the Brewers will play tomorrow night, and the pregame starts at 5:35. And then we got the Vikings at Lambeau taking on the Packers Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So you can have either breakfast or brunch with the Packers here on WRJN. Boy, it's an action-packed weekend, and you kick it off with high school football tonight. Wow. And it's going to be beautiful weather. There's some clouds in the sky, but 64 degrees, perfect fall weather for football. Don't you love it?
Love it.
Yeah. All right, so that's our game of the week. Dick Graceffa tonight. And who works with you in the booth tonight?
Dylan Dooley is my engineer and color analyst. So he does a very good job. He's a high school and college football official. So he knows the game pretty well.
Okay. All right, Dick Graceffa tonight. Again, pregame 6:30 p.m. Oak Creek at Racine Park at Pritchard Field at Pritchard Park, and high school football here on WRJN. Now, if you have a relative, if grandma's out of state and she says, I want to hear my grandson play, well, she can. It streams live at dgsports.mixlr.com. That's DG Sports, Dick Graceffa, DG, dgsports.mixlr.com. So grandma can hear the game if she's living somewhere like in Arizona or something. She can hear the game on the radio. So she won't miss her grandson tonight. Okay, Dick, looking forward to that, all right?
Thank you, Don. Have a good day.
Talk to you next week, my friend. Dick Graceffa doing our high school football game of the week. Right now, though, guess who's here? It's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Americans are converging in record numbers these days on flea markets. Lawn sales, garage sales, sidewalk sales. We all imagine that anything so casually displayed must be a bargain, and sometimes it is. Well, the sidewalk sale is not new. Before our nation was a nation, the earliest immigrants learned barter from Native American Indians. Manhattan Island changed hands that way. Loudoun's Register, published in New York in 1792, calls attention to a sidewalk sale going on each noontime in lower New York City. On sunny days, in the shade of a buttonwood tree, there'd be a swap meet attended by two dozen or more bargain hunters, and afterwards some would retreat with what they'd bought to the nearby Tontine Coffee House to brag about their acquisitions. On rainy days, some of their trading would move indoors to an upstairs room of the Tontine, but most days, it was an outdoor sidewalk sale, and it grew in attendance until the bartering became a kind of auction. By 1817, the shoppers were so numerous that they outgrew the shade of the buttonwood tree. They decided each shopper should chip in $25, with which they would rent some indoor space for their burgeoning business, and suddenly it was no longer a sidewalk sale. Before long, there was another outdoor gathering place down the street where the crowd of shoppers grew so great that anybody in the back of the crowd could bid without being heard by the auctioneer. Some days more than 500 would assemble. So some would enter curbside buildings and they would wave from high windows, thus to get attention to their bidding. And some indeed would wear brightly colored caps or other ridiculous garments to get attention. Or they would relay their bids through friends down on the street with hand signals. It was a noisy scene with all of the gesticulation and shouting, but this sidewalk sale went on fair weather and foul for many years. Now, these were people of means looking for bargains. In those days, the entire population of New York City was 30-some thousand, but when you walked this area, which was then the geographical center of the city, up from the docks and the warehouses, the homes became large and elegant when you got close to the Presbyterian Church, and it's there that the first of these sidewalk sales began. The people who converged for the bidding were quite proper. Anybody without a hat, for example, was fined 25 cents. They were proper, that is, except for the bidding. Well, as their numbers increased, that bidding became raucous at times. And it still is. Raucous. Every day. And in these days, before telephones, before other electronic communication, the bidding from the throng and from the overlooking windows was mostly by hand signals, and it still is. For you see, the first sidewalk sale, which I have described, in what is now Lower Manhattan, the original buttonwood tree, which provided shade for the first of the bargain hunters, was at precisely number 40 Wall Street. And if you have not by now guessed, what I have described was the beginning, the origin, the founding of our New York Stock Exchange. The first of the items traded for one another and then auctioned for currency. The first of those items included tobacco and wheat and cotton and people. And people. For you see, among those items auctioned on Wall Street less than 200 years ago, so plentiful that they brought the lowest prices, were slaves. Now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. And we have a new Rest of the Story coming up with Cindy Huber, 1205 today, right here at WRJN, 731. Let's check news of the morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today is the day Racine will pay tribute to a World War II hero. It's 80 years to the day that Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie was shot down over Germany. His remains were recently identified, which has led to today's events. A procession will leave the Storino Funeral Home at around 9, with people being told to gather at that time along Osborne Boulevard between Spring Street and the entrance to the Graceland Cemetery. At just over 10, there will be a military flyover over the cemetery. Governor Evers has ordered flags to fly at half-staff today. The Trials of Kyle Rittenhouse debuts tonight. That's a documentary airing on the Law and Crime Network. The 90-minute film is said to offer fresh insights into the controversial 2020 Kenosha shootings and subsequent trial. Racine's dog walking community is being asked to step up while they step out. Racine Neighborhood Watch, Inc. has launched a new dog walker watch program. Volunteers will receive training on how to recognize and report suspicious activities while out walking their dogs. Officials say that would help keep an eye out for what's going on locally. There's more about how to get involved on the Racine Neighborhood Watch social media pages. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's been a while since Wisconsin had headlines about new dairy processing coming into the state. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. But there is a lot of dairy processing investment happening across the United States. Bryce Windecker is a dairy producer, also a broker analyst with EverAg. He's in New York State, and he said they're experiencing a real surge in investment for dairy processing of all kinds of food products.
So there's a Great Lakes cheese plant in Western New York. Cotton wrap cheese as well as the production manufacturing of it. Fairlife should have a plant ready in 2026 or 27, and that'll be the aseptic shelf-stable milk. And then there's also a couple of ice cream plants, and then some more expansion into a little bit more fresh fluid production.
That's Bryce Windecker. He's a broker analyst with EverAg. He's also a dairy producer himself, and he says that new investment in processing in New York State has got dairy farmers there excited. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning, probably not going to get you excited. Details on the way.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
You've got choices. you've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
On Thursday, the barrel cheese dropped another 2¾ cents to 240. 40-pound block cheese was down 3 on Thursday to 214.5, and AA butter dropped 7. It's at 279 a pound this morning. Fluid milk contracts for October that go into cheese down 4, 23.28. So far, December corn is unchanged at 413. November soybeans are up a nickel at 1046, and the December wheat currently down 4, 580 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where numbers stand, rolling into a Friday trade session. Don't forget, we'll see you next week, World Dairy Expo. Follow along, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm Pam Yonke.
Hey, don't forget, it's our Text to Win contest this hour. And download the Civic Media app. Click on WRJN at the bottom of that page. You'll see a text button. I want you to text the word Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic. You can win some 14-karat gold jewelry today and be in the running to see the green and the gold take on New Orleans December 23rd in Green Bay. You'll be sitting indoors. We have special seating. Everybody else outdoor freezing. You'll be nice and toasty. But first, before any of that, download the Civic Media app. Click on WRJN. Click on that text button and text the word Civic this morning. C-I-V-I-C, Civic, for your chance to win.
WRJN. Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeasterly to around 10 to 20. Tonight, breezy, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible and a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Sleep deprivation in a mother leads to murder. It's true. My wife's a beautiful woman, and she installs faith in life. She's like, you know, the kids, and make sure you thank God for a wonderful day, and just thank Him for everything we have, and just we're blessed. And but if she don't nap, if she don't sleep, the devil goes, I'll take over from here. And there is nothing worse than waking up as a man in the middle of the night, like 5 a.m, and your wife's just sitting on the edge of the bed. Just staring at you. Baby, what are you doing up so early? Up so early? I haven't been to bed yet. I haven't had any sleep whatsoever. We came to bed together at 10, and we went to bed. No, no. You fell asleep at 10. And who can fall asleep when you fall asleep? Because you pass out, your mouth is always facing my way, and your breath is disgusting. It's disgusting. You need to go to a doctor. I have no eyebrows left because of your breath blowing on my face.
Okay, we don't have Brett Hoffman live this morning with us, but he did give us some reports from Hollywood. We'll hear them coming up in just a moment after Simon & Garfunkel, WRJN.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a tamarack shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Tell her to find me and take her off.
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Strands and polishes a gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to leap in a sickle bill blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Simon & Garfunkel, Scarborough Fair. Hey, good morning. It's 7:41 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. Now, Brett Hoffman is not with us live today. He's out in Hollywood. As a matter of fact, when he gets back, he won't be here next week, but the week after, he'll tell us about his visits with the studio heads. He's visiting all the major studios this week in Hollywood, getting the lowdown on what they're working on. He's going to come back and report to us. We'll hear it first. He'll get to us before he gets to Greg Marcus and all the people at Marcus Theaters. He'll get to us first. So he was in Hollywood the other day. As a matter of fact, he had just landed. He got to his hotel room. And the first thing he did in Hollywood was to call us with the weekend box office top five. And Brett, here they are.
Well, at number five in its ninth week of release was Deadpool and Wolverine. Still bringing in money at the box office, it made $3.9 million and has made over $627 million domestically so far during its run. And number four was the newcomer from Lionsgate. It was a thriller with Halle Berry, Never Let Go, bringing in $4.5 million. Number three was another thriller. This one was with James McAvoy, Speak No Evil, in its second week of release, brought in $5.9 million. Now, the battle for first and second place was very tight and was a bit different than what people predicted going into the weekend. In the end, it was Paramount's new animated release, Transformers 1, bringing in $25 million for second place. And at number one for the third straight week was Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, earning $26 million and now surpassing $226 million domestically. This upcoming weekend, we'll see three new releases, including Universal's animated family movie, The Wild Robot, Francis Ford Coppola directing the movie Megalopolis, and the R-rated comedy of A Meeting Your Future Self, My Old Ass. There's plenty to go see at the movies. Check out one of your local cinema.
Thank you, Brett. Brett's going to be back and tell us what's new at the movies. He's got three new movies he'll talk about in detail coming up in just a few minutes. 7:43, don't forget, you only have a few more minutes to download that Civic Media app. Click on WRJN. And also at that time, click on the text button at the bottom of the page, and you can text that keyword Civic. Civic, that's the keyword we're looking at this hour. And let me just shut something off here. That's the... Got something going on in the background. Text the keyword Civic, C-I-V-I-C, C-I-V-I-C, and get it in. Today's the last day for our text to win contest here in the 7 o'clock hour. Then Cindy's got a keyword for you in the 11 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. hour, and Kurt Bowman is going to have one in the 4 o'clock hour today. So text to win. Today's the last day. Our keyword this hour is Civic, C-I-V-I-C. 7:44 now. Here's Dusty Springfield at WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, your man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
And timeless hits at WRJM with this to Springfield, son of a preacher man. Coming up in a moment here, before he left for Hollywood, actually, he didn't, it was done in Hollywood when he first arrived there. Brett recorded some stuff for us. We're going to talk to Brett in just a moment here to find out the newest movies opening up this weekend. I think there were three of them opening up wide this weekend. So Brett from Hollywood will tell us what they are in just a few moments. Loudwire put together a list of the highest grossing movies that focus on rock music. The top five, School of Rock, from 2003, Wayne's World, a classic, came in number four from 1992. Rocket Man, the story of Elton John, which came out in 2019, came out number three. The Elvis movie called Elvis from 2022 came out number two. And number one, I love this movie. The story of Freddie Mercury and Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, came out number one. From 2018. What a great movie.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen. Where you go.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available. Don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN. Hey, coming up in a moment, we're going to talk to Brett Hoffman from Hollywood. We'll get the lowdown on the three new movies opening this weekend.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, yo. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, yo. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop.
My love lightning striking again.
Just taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Christie, Lightning Strike, 7:53, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Got some movie news for you here. Freddie Prinze Jr. returning as Ray in the upcoming sequel to I Know What You Did Last Summer. Jennifer Love Hewitt was also in the original movie. She's in talks to return for this version. The film will hit theaters next summer. And Margot Robbie starring in a brand new version of the classic Wuthering Heights. Also, great soundtracks make a great movie, right? All right. Rolling Stone put together a list of the 101 greatest soundtrack albums of all time. Number 5, Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta and the Bee Gees. Wow. Number 4, A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles, the first of the really good rock and roll movies. Number 3, The Harder They Come. Number 2, another Beatles movie, Help. And the number 1 soundtrack from 1984, Purple Rain. Hey, Brett Hoffman is in Hollywood this week, so he can't be with us live, but he did record some stuff from his hotel in the heart of Hollywood. He's meeting with the studio executives this week and get the lowdown of all the new movies they're producing, and he'll have a report for us, not next Friday, but the Friday after that when he'll be back. But right now we've got three new movies opening up this weekend, and Brett's going to tell us all about them.
Well, we've got three wide releases, and the first is The Wild Robot, an animated movie rated PG. After a shipwreck, an intelligent robot called Roz is stranded on an uninhabited island. To survive the harsh environment, Roz bonds with the island's animals. There are so many voice talents in this movie, including Lupita Nyong'o, Pedro Pascal, Vig Rames, Mark Hamill, Catherine O'Hare, and more. Go check this one out if you're looking for a family movie this weekend. The next movie is Megalopolis, directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starring Adam Driver, Audrey Plaza, Shia LaBeouf, Lawrence Fishburne, and more. A genuine artist with power tries to stop an arch-conservative mayor to save a dying modern world and inspire hope in a new city. This one is Megalopolis, directed by Francis Ford Coppola. And the last movie is the comedy My Old Ass, rated R. Nasally Stella and Aubrey Plaza star as the same person, a woman named Elliot. One's very young, and during a mushroom trip, he goes face-to-face with her 39-year-old self. And as you can imagine, that older self tells her some things that she might want to rethink about her life that are coming up. There are so many great movies at the cinema. Go ahead and check one out today.
Thank you, Brett. Brett from Hollywood this morning. I've got a song coming up right now. It was a hit song, and then they made a movie based on the song. MGM produced the movie, I think it was in 1965. Herman Servitz, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. It's 7:55. Local news, Tambless Hits, WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
Around the time of A Hard Day's Night, and also around that time, it was the Dave Clark Five had a movie called Having a Wild Weekend. Gary and the Pacemakers put out a movie called Ferry Across the Mersey. Freddie and the Dreamers had a movie out. All these British groups put out movies, and Herman Hermits actually put out two of them. Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, and one called Hold On. And believe it or not, these movies are shown on Turner Classic Movies from time to time. You can always catch, they run A Hard Day's Night. I don't think they ran Help, but they run A Hard Day's Night. And also, Mrs. Brown, You Got a Lovely Daughter, Hold On, Having a Wild Weekend. So from time to time, you can catch them on TCM in case Want to get a look back. They're not very good movies, except for A Hard Day's Night. They're not good, but it's a kind of a time capsule. All right, speaking about movies, one more thing here. Remake. Not only is it it's not always a bad word, especially when it comes to horror movies. Here are some good ones from the fans at Ranker.com. Number one, John Carpenter's remake of The Thing, Dawn of the Dead, It from 2017. The remake of the 1958 classic The Fly with Jeff Goldblum from 1986. Also on the list, 13 Ghosts. Now, I didn't like the remake at all. The original one from the early 60s was really good. Evil Dead, I liked the original, but not the remake. Cape Fear, that was a good movie. The remake with Robert De Niro was excellent.